It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Girls basketball action right now, and it is our Lady Indians' second last regular season game, I believe. Knoxville on Thursday will be our last regular season game.
Sorry, I believe I'm on the wrong microphone. Sorry about that. So we're here at Salina, and we are playing the Salina Lady Bulldogs at the Salina Fieldhouse. And lots and lots of Indian memories over the years and decades in here, mostly boys basketball back in the late 60s, early 70s, when this was by far the biggest gym in the area. And it's small now that we see some of the giant gyms that are going up and everybody's filling them. You know, all the schools are filling all these people in the gyms. So anyway, girls are playing Salina. Salina comes in at 5-15, and Fort Recovery comes in at 5-14. So on paper, looks like it should be a pretty good game. Let's run through some of the things that are coming up here. And Thursday, the girls will be at New Knoxville. That is now going to be a simulcast of WPGW. There's no NFHS video, but they do have NK Telco, and that is available, I believe, at NK Telco YouTube, but I believe it costs $10 per game to watch it. So it's going to be cheaper just to go on over and watch the game in person, and always better for our Lady Indians, too. So Thursday, the girls are at New Knoxville. Friday, the boys will host New Knoxville. JV game will only be two quarters. So if you are used to coming in about halftime of the JV, you're probably going to miss a little bit of the varsity game. So a JV game will be two quarters. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with our audio on the NFHS video. Then Saturday, the boys will play at Newton, and that will now be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast also. They do have NFHS video available, but I do not think they have audio with it. So you'll have to use the pause buttons a little bit and coordinate our audio with their video. So that's what's coming up. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back in just a little bit and talk about the first part of this doubleheader tonight, which was the freshman boys Fort Recovery versus Salina. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back to the Salina Fieldhouse, where our Lady Indians are going to be taking on the Lady Bulldogs. As we mentioned, the freshman boys game was before this. Our Indians defeated the Salina freshman Bulldogs 48-34. We scored 16 in the first quarter, 16 in the second quarter, and kind of slowed down in the second half. We had a 15 to 20 point lead for most of the second half, so they just kind of let it go that way. So leading the way for our Indians was Alex Garkey with 10. Douglas Benn had 8. Colson Post had 7. Dylan Klinke had 7. Reese Lefevre had 6. Hayden Seifring had 6. And Reed Albers had 3. And Tyler Wendell did not score. We had, since we got way up, we kind of, as I said, kind of held back a little bit in the second half and saved some of our players that a lot of times will play on the JV game. So save some of those freshmen to keep quarters for them in the over this coming weekend. They're allowed to play X number of quarters per week. So, but getting ready for the national anthem. We'll be back with the beginning of the game here in the tip-off here very shortly.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. They have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, I'm Jen Thompson from Generation Fitness, and I have some great nutrition news for Fort Recovery and the surrounding area communities. I'm partnering with Wayne IGA, and the Gen Fit and Fresh meals are going to be available there. There will be single servings, family-style meals, snacks, and desserts in their grab-and-go section. If you've been curious about our Gen Fit and Fresh meals, here's a great way to try them out. If you're already a big fan, you don't have to wait until after your class at Generation Fitness to pick them up. Just grab what you want, when you want, when you're getting the rest of your groceries at Wayne IGA. We'll rotate the meals occasionally so you can try them all and get a good variety of nutrition to you and your family. Wholesome, nutritious meals made with fresh ingredients now available right there in your local grocery store. Stop in at Wayne IGA and try Gen Fit and Fresh meals.
Welcome back to Salina Fieldhouse, where our Lady Indians are getting ready to take on the Lady Bulldogs here at Salina. And starting for our Indians, it'll be Carly Niekamp. And there's one of the Salina players that is on their scoreboard at number 32, but they don't have a 32 on the roster I was given, so kind of try to catch that. But one of their starters is Rachel Rammel, and I am very sure that is Chuck Rammel's daughter. I saw him here earlier, spoke to him for a second or two, but he played for a number of years on the softball team with the team that has been the Mr. Shop. Todd Homan and that gang, Chuck played for a long, long time with those guys. So it's always good to see him whenever I get the chance to see him again. And, okay, they just announced the one I did not know, and so I missed her name. I'll try to listen for that. For now, she'll be number 32. So for the Indians, I believe it is Carly Niekamp, Eva Kollig, Callie Wendell, Kennedy Mullenkamp, and Maddie Guggenbiller. And for the Lady Bulldogs, it'll be Rachel Ramos. She's a freshman. And Kira Dirksen, who's a senior. Amelia Lutz is a senior. And Kyla Billingsley is also a senior. And the one that is wearing number 32 tonight, but as we don't have a 32 in the program, unless it would be a sophomore, which would be Ava Klosterman. But we'll listen to catch her number. So getting ready for the tip-off. It will be Sage Luthold. And didn't see who is jumping for them, but they come up with it. It is Kira Dirksen. She gets it into number 32. She gets it back out to Dirksen, out to Rammel, and to Amelia Lutz. Little short jumper, and Bulldogs lead 2-0. Kennedy Mullenkamp will bring it up for our Lady Indians. She gets it over to Maddie Guggenbiller and over to inside to Carly. Misses the shot. Kennedy with the rebound, but loses it out of bounds, and the ball will go to Salina. We played about a half a minute, and it's Bulldogs 2, Indians 0. So Salina will bring it up. Number 32 over on the left wing. She gets it out, excuse me, to Kira Dirksen at the top of the key. Tries to go underneath, and Indians knock it away, and it is off the Bulldogs. So the Indians will take it out under the Bulldogs' basket. Maddie throws it in to Kennedy. Little bit of pressure, just mild pressure. Back over to Maddie. Back to Kennedy. Now they get it across half court. And way over in the corner to Maddie. She puts up a three, no good. Callie, comes up with a rebound inside to Carly. Back over to Sage. Sage dribbles in, back out. Over to Maddie, out on the left wing to Carly. Over to Callie. Shot up, three-point shot up, no good. Long rebound, Sage out to Callie again. Kennedy down to Carly in the corner. To Sage out at the top of the key. Maddie on the left wing. Over to Callie on the right wing. Kennedy in the corner, back out to Callie. Callie dribbles around a little bit, out past the volley, what would be the volleyball line. There isn't one here because they play in a different gym. This is Carly with a three-pointer. No good. Rebound to number 32 for Salina. And it'll be Rammel bringing the ball down. Gets it quickly over to Dirksen, to 32. And out to Dirksen again on the left wing. 32 has it. Dribbles, or hands it out to Dirksen. And shot up. No good. Rebound, Salina. Inside. And out to number 32 to Rammel. She puts in a three, so it is 5-0. And that is Rachel Rammel. And she has three. And Amelia Lutz has two for the Bulldogs, and they lead us 5-0. 5 minutes, 20 seconds left here in the first quarter. Maddie Guggenbiller with a shot up, no good. Rebound to Kyla Billingsley. Down to number 32. She puts a shot up, fouled. And we'll see if they can announce who's who number 32 is. Well, I did not catch who she said. It might be Klingshern. They might have said Klingshern. The scorebook says number 20. I do remember Klingshern from last year, I believe, and she was pretty good, and this looks like that might be her. So she's a senior, and she is wearing 32 tonight. I'm pretty sure that's who that is. First one up, no good. Second one, also no good. Rebound to Sage Luthold. She gets it to Kennedy. Kennedy brings it across center court. Tries to throw it in the corner, and taken away by Salina. And Dirksen will bring the ball up. Gets it to Rammel. Over to Billingsley. Then over to back to Rammel. Down in the corner to McKinley Holstad, who's in the game now. She puts one up, no good. Rebound, Carlene Camp gets it to Kennedy again. She'll bring it up as usual. Brings it across center court. So we have Ava in the game. She has it over to Kennedy down in the right corner. Ava just outside the box, and she puts one up but is fouled. Comes up way short. She got a pretty good little bump on the arm. So she'll go to the line for two. 4 minutes, 22 seconds here in quarter number one. Our Indians down 5-0. Ava Colleague at the line. She'll be shooting two. First one's up. Oh, rims out. No good. I'm way up at the top, if you can call it way up at the top, 10 rows up, but on the complete opposite end of the court from where she's shooting, and it sure looked good. This one looks good. Hits the back of the rim, bounces up and off and out of bounds. I think she might have, Ava might have gone in to try to get the rebound and touch it, but either way, it went out of bounds off the Indians. And Salina will bring it up. And it's Dirksen bringing the ball up. Goes into Klingshern. Klingshern gets it over to Holstad. She'll dribble into the lane. Kicks it back out. Goes into number 25, Brooke Walker, underneath. Misses an easy shot. And Indians have it. Kennedy out on the right wing. Goes down baseline. Tries to kick it to Carly underneath. And taken away by Klingshern. And she'll get it to that's Dirksen. Sometimes it's hard to see their numbers. And be Klingshern with the ball. Back out to Billingsley. To Dirksen out past the top of the key. Tries to get it to Balker, but it's thrown through her hands. Indians have it. Kennedy gets it, put over to Callie. To Callie in the right corner. She puts up the three. No good. Missed everything. And the Indians bounce it around. The referee points to the other referee. He calls it Salina ball, and I think that's probably correct. There was a Salina Lady Bulldog down there, but there's two Indians when it got bumped out of bounds, and I'm pretty sure that's a correct call. So it'll be Rachel Rammel, the freshman, bringing the ball up court. Very nice ball handler. And Holstad, she's out near the top of the key to Billingsley on the left wing. She'll get it to Rammel. Rammel will drive into the lane, pretty much uncontested, but Indians deflect it just a little, and Kennedy brings it down court. Ava to Callie on the right wing. Inside to Carly, outside to Sage. Three-pointer up and good for Sage Leuthold. It's now 5-3, just under 2.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Indians down by two. And it'll be Kimmel. Gets it over to Rammel. And taken away by Carly Niekamp. Callie has the ball out on the left wing. And Carly looks at a shot and passes it off to Kennedy, to Sage, back to Carly, back to Sage. Kennedy in the corner, inside to Sage, and knocked out of bounds, knocked away by the Lady Bulldogs, and it'll be Indians ball. Kennedy Mullenkamp will trigger it in for our Lady Indians. Just under 2 minutes to go, Indians down 5-2. Kennedy gets it in to Carly. To Callie out at the top of the key. To Sage on the right wing. She's being guarded by Billingsley. And gets it to Sage. Over to Ava Colleague. She dribbles it out to the top of the key. Callie on the left wing. Closely guarded. Not going to get a shot off. She dribbles down into the corner, trying to work her way open. Doesn't work. Gets it to Sage. Back to Carly. She'll get it to Ava at the top of the key now. She'll bounce it to Maddie Guggenbiller. Out to Callie. She puts up a three, rims in and out. Minute 15 to go. It's inside to Billingsley. Take it, knocked away by the Indians, and Maddie Guggenbiller has the ball. Gets it to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Over to Carly in the right corner. She puts up a three. That's up and in. And the Indians now lead 6-5. I believe it's 6-5. There's a thing in the way. I think that was counted as a three. So it's not showing up on the individual scoring who where that went. So Salina comes down, takes a shot. Indians with a foul. And that foul is on Callie Wendell. And that will put Amelia Lutz to the line. That's up and in. And that's six for Salina. And I believe it's six also for the Indians, but I just cannot tell. There's cross braces between me and in that particular digit on the scoreboard. So the first one's up and in for Amelia Lutz. Second one is also up and in. And Salina with the lead. 49 seconds left. Indians get it across center court. And Kennedy has it out on the top. Callie now out top. And Sage out top. Over to Kennedy on the right wing. 30 seconds now. Kennedy drives in, kicks it back out to Maddie, back over to Kennedy in the corner. She's going to dribble into the lane and gets it to Callie. Callie gets it to, tries to get it into Sage, knocked away by Klingshern. And it'll be the ball, Indian's ball under the basket, and it'll be Maddie Guggenbiller triggering it in. She'll get it to Callie. Out on the left wing, she puts up a three with only 15 seconds to go. I think the coach probably wanted them to wait, but they miss. Salina with the rebound, tried to get it down underneath, and it is knocked out of bounds. And last touch by Salina actually just went through her hands. So Indians get it in. 4 seconds left. Get it to Ava Colleague. She puts up about a 15-footer and misses. So I believe, again, I can't see our digit, but I believe the Bulldogs lead 7-5. Yes, they counted that other, the second one I thought was a three was a two. So it's 7-5. So we played one quarter, and we're going to take a little break and be back with quarter number two.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
And we're back here with quarter number two. The Indians get the ball first. Ava takes a long shot and misses. Rebound to the Lady Bulldogs, and they'll have it on their end. It will be Holstad dribbling around, gets it out to Dirksen, takes a three-point shot, no good, from out at the top of the key. Indians rebound. Ava Colleague gets it into Carly. Carly trying to back in, can't make it. Back out to Eva, to Maddie. Inside to Sage, knocked away. Carly with the rebound, misses the shot. Rebound to Sage. She misses it, gets her own rebound, puts it back in, and the Indians are tied now 7-7 with the Lady Bulldogs. And it'll be Rammel out on the left wing, and she'll go to Klingshern. She puts up a reverse layup. No good. Indians rebound. Callie Wendell brings it, dribbles down into the corner. Almost knocked away. She's looking for somebody to pass it to. They're going to call a push on Dirksen. And I believe that'll be her first, yes. And let's see, we just subbed. I didn't see who came in. Maybe Kennedy might have been out for a minute. So we have Carly, Kennedy, Callie, Maddie, and Sage for the Indians. Carly looked for a three out there on the left wing to Kennedy at the top of the key. Over to Callie in the corner. Madison over to Kennedy. Sage in the down in the left corner. Madison with a three out past the 3-point line. She banks in a three, and it's 10-7 Indians. Just over 6 minutes to go here in quarter number two. And it is Lutz flips the ball back out to Klingshern. She puts up a shot. No good. See where this goes. Looks like the Indians knocked it out of bounds. So it'll be Lutz going to trigger the ball in for the Lady Bulldogs. And she gets it out to number 25, Bakker. Bakker gets it back over to Lutz. And go inside, and looks like it's a foul. Looks like the foul is going to be on Callie Wendell, her second, team's third. Bulldogs have two team fouls. It'll be Klingshern at the line. First one's up and good, 10-8 now. She gets one more. She has the ball, eyes it, a couple of dribbles. Ball's up and good. So it's now 10-9. Indians still lead, but the lead down to one. Kennedy Mullenkamp will bring the ball up for the Lady Indians. Gets it over to Ava, still not across half court. Kennedy gets it across to Sage, inside to Carly. She tries to get it over to Maddie, but stolen away by the Bulldogs, and Rammel will bring the ball up for the Lady Bulldogs. And it's over to 42 Billingsley inside and tipped away and stolen by the Indians. Carly gets it to Kennedy. Kennedy drives the baseline, goes up, and she is fouled in the act of shooting by probably Billingsley. I'm sure it's going to be 42. That'll be the third team foul, Billingsley's first. Indians lead 10-9, and Kennedy Mullenkamp, I don't have statistics, but she's a pretty good foul shooter. She's going to the line. Indians lead by one. Little over 5 minutes to go here, and that rims around and comes out. So again, still 10-9, Indians lead. 5 minutes, 13 seconds left here in the second quarter, and Kennedy will go to the line one more time. That one is up, and that one rims out. Billingsley with the rebound. She'll get it to Rammel, who will bring the ball up, gets it across center court. Over to Billingsley in the right corner. She'll drive the baseline, and I think, yep, went off her knee. And so it'll be Indians ball under Salina's basket. No pressure. Actually, very mild pressure right at center court. Kennedy will bring it up. She'll face the pressure. Comes across the center court line. Kennedy over to Sage on the right side. Kennedy at the top of the key. Down to Maddie Guggenbiller in the corner. And tries to get it inside to colleague, and she's tied up by the Lady Bulldogs, and with the jump ball alternate possession, the Bulldogs will have it. It'll be Klingshern getting it into Rammel over to Lutz. Lutz tries to go inside, and they lose it again. That hasn't worked well for either team trying to go inside. Those balls are getting tipped away on both ends of the court. It'll be the Indians' ball. Maddie gets it into Kennedy again. Kennedy, there's three around center court now. A little bit more pressure. but Indians get it across. Be Kennedy down to Sage. Sage with a 10-footer. No good. And rebound goes to Billingsley for the Lady Bulldogs. And she'll get it to Balker. And a long shot by Dirksen. No good. And rebound went to Kimmel. And I believe she got fouled on that. And that's a fourth foul for the Indians. That was just on the, that was not an active shooting, so Bulldogs will take it out. And it'll be Holstad, Kenley Holstad, in for the Lady Bulldogs. And Indians have Lily Schwederman in for Maddie Guggenbiller. So they get it into Billingsley. Over to Holstad. She'll dribble to the right side. Over to Bacher. She puts up a shot. No good. And it'll be Billingsley with a... tries to go inside and knocked away. But foul in the act of shooting. So Indians lead 10-9. 3:49 on the second quarter clock. And Billingsley will go to the line with a chance to tie it up and or take the lead. Two shots, first one up and good. It is tied at 10. So I think they have an interesting thing going on with their scoreboard. I believe it's tied at 10. Both numbers are yellow. I think when there is not a tie, the leading team has a green number and the losing team has a red number, I believe, is what's going on with this clock. I've never seen that before, but the numbers just changed colors. And, yep, we just went to green for the Bulldogs and red for the Indians. And the Bulldogs lead 11-10. And we get it to Ava Kolig, tries to get it into Sage and knocked away by, I believe, yeah, that was Holstad. Doesn't matter. That's Indians ball under our own basket. 3:39. And we're going to have a timeout for our Indians. We are down 11-10. Just right at 3.5 minutes to go here in quarter number two. So we'll be back right after this.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to the field house here at Salina, where our Lady Indians are taking on the Lady Bulldogs. A little past halfway through the second quarter. Indians are down 11-10, and we will have the ball under our own basket. Kennedy Mullenkamp will trigger it in for our Lady Indians. Gets it into Carly, knocked away, back recovered by Kennedy. She'll dribble into the lane, kicks it over to Callie. Callie with a little 10-footer up and in, and the Indians lead 12-11. And the Bulldogs come down. They get it. We knock it away from them. Grabbed by Callie. She tries to pass it ahead, and I believe she was fouled. And that will be the fifth foul, I believe, on the Lady Bulldogs. Might be fourth. It's showing four, but I thought they had five. But four, it's not a shooting foul either way. So we'll be taking it out under their basket, so we'll go the length of the floor. Carly will trigger it in to Kennedy. Kennedy will face a couple of players around center court. She gets it to Callie. Callie back to Kennedy. Kennedy gets across to Carly. To Callie. She'll put up a three off the back of the rim. No good. Fought for the rebound. Carly with a basket up and off the backboard and used the glass on that little layup. And the Indians lead 14-11. Salina gets it inside. Blocked by our Indians. And that was Klingshern with the shot blocked. And Kennedy brings it up. And it'll go over to Carly. Callie at the top of the key. She'll dribble right. She'll go back to the top of the key. Gets it over to Ava on the wing. To Sage in the corner. Kennedy way out on the left wing to Callie. She'll drive up, go to baseline, about a 10-footer, no good. Rebound to the Lady Bulldogs. And it is Dirksen, tries to get it inside to Kimmel, and that's knocked away again by the Indians. That does not work for either team. Nobody's having any luck getting the ball inside, but they keep going at it. So 2:17 left here in quarter number two. Indians have the ball. Take it out right by at the end of our bench. Kennedy gets it across, gets it to Carly at the top of the key. Callie back to Kennedy, over to Ava, down to Carly in the left corner. She'll dribble, tries to get it back out, gets it to Sage, over to Callie, way out on the left wing. Ava Colleague, back to Callie, over to Sage on the left wing. To Callie, she dribbles over to the left wing, looking for an opening, can't get there. She goes down to the baseline, and she is fouled, looks like, by number 24, Kira Dirksen. That'll be her second foul and sixth team foul now. Indians have five. So it'll be Indians ball out of bounds with only six team fouls for the Bulldogs. Kennedy will trigger it in for our Indians. Callie in the left corner. She'll dribble the baseline again. Tries to kick it back out. And they're going to say she stepped on the baseline. The same move she tried before and got fouled, and then she did it this time and stepped on the baseline. So it'll be the Lady Bulldogs ball. They'll take it out. Have to go the length of the court, and I believe it will be Klingshern triggering the ball in. She'll get it to Rachel Rammel. Rachel trying to, Indians with a little pressure. She gets it across center court, drives into the lane, puts up a short shot, misses. But Dirksen with the rebound. She'll get it inside to Billingsley. Billingsley cannot hang on to the ball, and I believe it went off the Indians. Yes. She could not get turned to get a shot up. Our Indians were had really good defense going on. So it will be, I believe, Rachel Rammel throwing it in to Klingshern. Klingshern goes inside to number 11, Jackie Felver. She's fouled. I didn't see. I did not see who that was on. That was Carly Niekamp. So that is her first, I believe, if I'm reading this right. No, that's not correct. That's her second team foul. And the foul shot goes up. And it's in for Jackie Felver. And second was up, bounces off the back of the rim. Rebound by Sage, gets it over to Maddie. Maddie will almost get it across, and she does get it across. Stolen away by Salina. That'll be Rammel, but she double dribbled trying to get control of the ball, so the Indians will get it back right in front of our own bench. So it'll be, it's a minute and 3 seconds here in the second quarter. Indians lead 14-12. Maddie gets it into Callie. Callie dribbles down into the left corner. Back out to Maddie at the right wing. Over to over to Sage on the right wing. She takes a shot. No good. Rebound to the Bulldogs. And I believe Ava Kolleg fouled him trying to tip the ball away. Yep. So that will be on Maddie Guggenbiller, and that will be her second, team's seventh. So that will put Klingshern at the line. She'll have a 1-1. And we're subbing, got a sub here. So we have Carly, Sage, Kennedy, Callie, and Maddie on the floor now. And Klingshern puts it up. No good. Misses the first one. And rebound to Salina. Kind of a scramble for the ball, but they get it. And they put up a three-point shot. No good. Long rebound goes back to them from Klingshern. She ends up with her own rebound. And That's Brooke Walker down in the corner, back out to the top with Rammel. And she'll, it'll be Felver trying to go down to the baseline. Can't get there. Rammel out near the top. She dribbles into the lane, up, off the glass, off the rim, and no good. It was a point-blank shot that should have gone in. Indians catch a break. Still lead 14 to 12, and it's down to 5 seconds. Callie puts up a three, no good. Billingsley gets a rebound. She puts it up and hits the rafters. So we have a half in the books. Indians lead 14-12 after one. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
We're back at the Salina Fieldhouse where our Lady Indians lead 14-12 at halftime. And I did get a text from Bob Stogler, who's doing the scorebook. And number 32 did not have her jersey tonight. And her name, she had a different number. She's supposed to have a different number. And she got number 32 jersey, and her name is Peyton Bertke. I was guessing her as Klingshern, but that was a guess, and that was an incorrect guess. But so we now know the mystery number 32 is Peyton Bertke, a senior. So, again, our Indians lead 14-12. Let's see if I can get some of the scoring here. For the Indians, Carly Niekamp has 5 points. Callie Wendell has 2 points. Sage Luthold has 4. And Maddie Guggenbiller has 3. And I think that's all the scoring. Let's see, 5, 6, 7, and 6 is 13. There's somebody else has 1. But so anyway, I'm only reading it off the scoreboard because I am not good enough to try to announce and take care of stuff and do stats. So we're for the Lady Bulldogs, they have the Rachel Rammel, who I said earlier, I'm pretty sure is Chuck Rammel's daughter, and she's a freshman. She has 3 points. And Amelia Lutz, a senior, has 4. And Kyla Billingsley has 2. And the person, number 32, that we've finally found out is Peyton Bertke, also has 2. As far as fouls, we have 3 girls with 2 fouls. We don't want that. That is, Carly has 2, Callie has 2, and Maddie has 2. For the Bulldogs, there might be another one that isn't up on the scoreboard right now, but number 24, Kyra Dirksen, the senior, has 2 fouls for them. That's the only one I see in foul trouble for them. But we'll see how the second half goes. First half, I think I forgot to write down our score, but I think we were I think we had 10 at the end of the first quarter, so we only scored 4 points there, and I'm not sure they scored very many more than that. So pretty low scoring second quarter, but we need to pick that up and do a little better, because we can't count on them staying dormant as far as scoring in the second half. We need to pick it up. Let's take another little break here. We'll come back and maybe talk about the boys' freshman game that was played right before that here at the Salina Fieldhouse. Be back in just a minute or two.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experience changed within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here at the field house where Lady Indians lead the Lady Bulldogs 14-12. And while I'm thinking about it, I want to mention our girls' tournament draw. They will play next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow night, at 6 p.m. Against Coldwater at Lincoln View. And that is a 6 p.m. game. We will have it here, but it will be a WPGW simulcast. We will be simulcasting WPGW all the way through the girls' tournament. For the boys' tournament, we're going to do the games, and Rob will do as many as he can on WPGW, so he'd be able to take your choice on the boys' tournament draw. In the JV game, or excuse me, the boys' freshman game, I've lost my numbers here, but the boys won. Oh, here we are. They won 48-34, leading by 15-20 for most of the second half. So they scored 16 in the first quarter, 16 in the second quarter, and I think it was 32-17 at halftime. And after that, we kind of backed off a little bit and kept some of our players back so they would have some quarters to play this week in this weekend in the JV matches. So for the freshman boys, Alex Garkey had 10 points. Douglas Ben had 8. Dylan Klinke and Colson Post each had 7. And Hayden Seifring and Reese Lefevre each had 6. And Reed Albers had 3. And I think that adds up to 47, and I couldn't find the other point anywhere, but kind of inconsequential, I guess. So, again, pretty nice display by our freshman boys, and I did not get a chance to find out why Caden Homan didn't play, but he was not dressed and sitting on the bench, so probably some sort of injury. He plays quite a bit on the JV team, too, so... again, the freshman boys win 48-34 here at the field house right before this ladies' game. And again, Lady Indians lead 14-12. Let's take a quick little break. We'll come back with the third quarter. Back in just a minute or two.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I heard my voice on your radio commercial. How did you do that?
Well, since you keep calling looking for everything, we decided we'd use your calls to show how we really do have something for everyone.
So I'm famous now?
Well, semi-famous. This is local radio.
But I want to be famous.
Well, we're famous for having insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
I'll have my agents call you to talk about money.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Back here at the field house, Indians get the ball to start the second half. And we have Callie on the left wing to Maddie at the top. Kennedy on the right wing. She's looking to get it over. She gets it to Callie now. Top of the key. Maddie on the left wing again. Out to Kennedy at the top. Over to Callie on the right wing. Back to Kennedy way out near center court. Maddie gets it, drops it inside to Carly. She is guarded, gets it over to Callie, and she gets it up and in. And it is 16-12, Lady Indians lead by four. And Salina has the ball. They'll get it down there, and it will be Amelia Lutz. She gets it inside to Billingsley, and it'll be a jump ball tied up by Callie Wendell. So 7 minutes and 1 second left here in the third quarter, and it will be Lutz triggering the ball in for Lady Bulldogs to Billingsley in the right corner. She dribbles out to the wing to Rammel at the top of the key to... I believe that is Lutz again, and then over to Rammel, then back to Bertke, over to Dirksen, to Bertke, and she drives in. I thought it could be called a charge. They're calling a foul. That's on Sage Luthold. That's her first. So it'll be Salina's ball under their basket. Gets it out to Bertke. She gets it over to Billingsley. Drives in around the rim and off for the layup. Kennedy brings it down. Gets it to Carly. Back to Kennedy out at the top. Maddie into Carly in the lane. Goes over to Sage Luthold. Partially blocked by Billingsley. And it'll be Indians' ball under our own basket. Maddie Guggenbiller will key it in. 6 minutes, 15 seconds here in the third quarter. Indians lead 16-12 to Callie Wendell. She should have shot that three in the corner. She did not. Kennedy way out on the right wing to Callie at the top of the key, way out there to Carly on the right wing. She gets it to Maddie, top of the key, over to Sage. Their Indians are moving it around the outside. Not going inside. Carly has it way out there. She'll dribble toward the lane, comes back out. Kennedy on the right wing, down to Callie in the right corner. Stolen away by the Bulldogs. Dirksen with the steal, gets it to Rachel Rammel. She gets it up to Bertke. And down inside to Billingsley. She'll go up for a layup, up and in. And it's 16-14. Indians still leading, but only by two now. And that is Billingsley's fourth point. And Kennedy brings it up. She goes down to the baseline, comes back out into Maddie. She puts up a layup, no good. Billingsley with the rebound. And she'll get it to Rachel Rammel. Goes ahead to Bertke. And knocked away, and back out to Lutz. Lutz will get it to Rammel, back to Lutz. Down in the corner to Bertke. She gets it, tries to get it to Dirksen, knocked away by Callie. Callie will bring it up court. She throws it inside to Kennedy. Kennedy goes up. Off the rim, no good. Carly with the rebound, no good. Rebound goes to, Bulldogs, Lutz, and stolen away before they got it across center court. Carly with the rebound goes, with the steal goes to the basket and knocked out of bounds by the Bulldogs. Looks like we're having a timeout to the Indians. Full timeout. So we'll take a timeout with them. We'll be back in just a minute.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I heard my voice on your radio commercial. How did you do that?
Well, since you keep calling looking for everything, we decided we'd use your calls to show how we really do have something for everyone.
So I'm famous now?
Well, semi-famous. This is local radio.
But I want to be famous.
Well, we're famous for having insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
I'll have my agents call you to talk about money.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to the Salina Fieldhouse. Our Lady Indians, 4 minutes 29 seconds left in the third quarter, lead the Lady Bulldogs 16-14. And I believe it will be Indians basketball under our basket. And it will be Carly Niekamp triggering it in. She'll get it out to Callie. She'll put up a three out on the left wing, and that is up and good for a three. Not quite wide open, but pretty close. 19-14 now, Indians lead, and Callie has seven. It is Bulldogs. They have, Brooke Balker with the ball. She'll get it over to Kimmel. She gets it to Bertke. Bertke out at the top of the key. Dribbles in, gets it back out to Kimmel. She gets it to Rammel. Back out to Kimmel at the top of the key. She goes inside to Billingsley. She's been in the lane a long time. Goes up and in, and a foul. And that might be on Carly. If it is, that's her third. We'll see what they say here. Nope, it was not on Carly. That was on Kennedy. So a little bit of a break there, I guess. It's 16-19 after the basket. Billingsley at the line for one. That's up and off the right side. Rebound to the Bulldogs. Bad shot. Rebound. They get it back. And it is Bertke out to, I believe, that was Brooke Walker, I believe, with that. Yep. And so it is 19-18. Indians lead down to one. And almost lost by the Indians. And over to Callie. She'll try to put up a 15-footer blocked by Billingsley. It never got 5 feet out of her hands. And it will be Walker bringing the ball up. She'll get it over to Kimmel. Kimmel to Bertke out over to Kimmel in the left corner. Out front to Bertke again. Shot up, no good. Indians with a rebound to Ava Kollig. And Kennedy will have it. 2 minutes, 45 seconds left here in the third quarter. Indians lead by one now. And Sage Luthold has it. Callie has it out on the left wing. Over to Carly on the right wing. Callie has another three-pointer, just not quite down at halfway between the wing and the corner, and Indians lead 22-18. Down inside to Billingsley, up no good. Callie with a rebound. Callie now has 10 points and several rebounds, and she gets it to Kennedy way out on the left wing. Kennedy will drive to the top of the key, and She tries to get it to Ava. A little bump by number 23, Alex Kimmel. I wouldn't have called that, but it was a foul. It was very inconsequential, and that is the first team foul for the Lady Bulldogs. Indians will take it out. Indians lead 22-18, 2 minutes 9 seconds here in the third quarter. Kennedy with the ball. She gets it to Maddie Guggenbiller. She looked for a three, didn't take it. Got covered pretty quickly. Callie has it on the left wing. They're guarding her close now. Carly with a three-pointer. She's off the mark, and that one is rebounded by Bertke and gets it to Rammel. Rammel back to Dirksen, way out on the left wing, down in the corner to Bertke. And she gets it to Rammel at the top of the key. Back over to Bertke. Bertke dribbles to the top of the key. Gets it to Dirksen on the right wing. She'll throw it over to Kimmel. Kimmel gets it, tries to go inside. Knocked away by the Indians. And Callie chases it down in the corner. Gets it to Kennedy. She'll bring it across center court. Minute 10 left here in the third quarter. Indians lead 22-18. Ava Kollig tries to pass it. Gets it tipped away, but Callie comes up with it. Callie Wendell couldn't find somebody to throw it to, so she puts it off of the leg of number 23, Alex Kimmel. Indians will take it out and passes it into Kennedy to Carly down in the left corner. She gets it out to the top to Ava. Maddie on the left wing. She's looking for somebody to get it to. She'll dribble down into the lane, up. No good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll get two. The foul is on Amelia Lutz, and I think that's her first, second for the Lady Bulldogs, and Maddie will go to the line to shoot two. She has 3 points on the night, and that one is short. Hits the front of the rim and off. She gets one more. Again, Indians lead 22-18, 42 seconds left here in quarter number three. And Sage Luthold will come in and replace Carly Niekamp. So we have Kennedy, Sage, Maddie, Callie, and Ava out on the court for the Lady Indians. Her second shot up, and it is good. 23-18, Indians lead back to five. And the Lady Bulldogs bring it down. Holstad over to Rammel in the corner. She tries to go inside. Peyton Bertke and fouled. I think, yeah, that's going to be in the act of shooting. That'll be on Sage Luthold. That'll be her second. We have four Indians, I believe, with two fouls, but it's late third quarter now, so not quite as critical as it was having two fouls at halftime. So first shot up, off the rim, no good for Bertke. And lead stays at 5, 23-18 for our Lady Indians. And Bertke, her second shot is up. And again, no good. Rebound by Callie Wendell. Again, probably the shortest player on the court and has a number of rebounds tonight because she just knows where to go. Gets the ball to Kennedy. Kennedy goes inside, tries to put up a shot. Fouled by one of three Lady Bulldogs. We'll see which one they choose. So that one's going to be on Amelia Lutz. That'll be her second. Kennedy will go to the line. Kennedy with no points tonight, but she's played a very good game. Very good ball handler. She does very well. And so something was going on. They gave Kennedy the ball, and one of the Salina Bulldogs was trying to run off the court to be subbed. She walked right in front of Kennedy Molenkamp, and she's going to shoot. Kennedy's first shot up and good. I'm sure that's some sort of violation, but we don't need to get that picky right now. But once the player has the ball to shoot the foul shot, you're not supposed to kind of walk across the lane. So Kennedy's first one up and in. Indians lead at 6. Second one also good. 25-18, 20 seconds left here in the third quarter. And they get it to Lutz. She'll bring it up, guarded a little bit by Kennedy. 13 seconds now, and Dirksen has the ball way out front. down to 8-7. She'll kick it out to, I didn't see the number, 33, and that is Lutz. She puts in a three, and time runs out in the third quarter. It is now 25-21. Our Lady Indians lead the Lady Bulldogs, and we'll be back in just a minute with quarter number four.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Welcome back to Salina Fieldhouse, quarter number four. Our Lady Indians lead 25-21 here in the fourth quarter. And we mentioned it at the beginning of the game. Salina comes in at 5-15. Fort Recovery comes in at 5-14. So on paper, pretty close, and in the game, pretty close. There's been a couple of lead changes, but our Indians have led pretty much since late in the second quarter. So don't know what happened. We got the ball, passed it in. Carly lost her balance, and they hit the buzzer in the middle of everything. I don't know what's going on there. Why the buzzer buzzed? 2 seconds went off the clock. We had six players on the floor. That's what's going on. So apparently Carly wasn't supposed to be out there. So I'm not sure how this goes. I would assume that that is a violation and Salina would get the ball. And probably not that it matters, but will the 2 seconds off the clock stay off the clock? So we'll see how that all goes. They're discussing, and Holly shakes her head yes. And, oh, that's a technical foul. Yeah, so number 24, Dirksen, the senior, will go to the line to shoot for the Lady Bulldogs. Yep, definitely a mess up. And I haven't seen that in a long, long time, and I wasn't sure what happened, but it is a technical foul. First shot up and no good, so the score remains 25-21. The 2 seconds is staying off the clock, and she missed the second one. She's a pretty good player, senior leader, and she's the one they choose to shoot the foul shots, and both of them bounce off. And they get the ball to start it, or to, I guess, continue since 2 seconds went off the clock. They'll get it to Rammel, get it to Lutz. She'll get it over to Billingsley, over to Rammel. Knocked away by Sage, picked back up by Rammel. She'll go around, and she was bumped. Again, that's Ava, a foul call on Ava. That'll be, the fifth foul on the Lady Indians this half. Yeah, that happened on one of the Salina players, just a little inconsequential bump that probably shouldn't have been called, but it was. So Salina triggers it in. Dirksen has it. Looked like she double dribbled right there. She got the ball dribbled and then tried to dribble out of trouble. And so I'm not sure what's going on now. Everybody's shouting. And it looks like they might be granting a timeout to Salina, but we had the ball. I can't tell if it's, and Jeff Vaughn is out there explaining to the referee about the double dribble, but they blew the whistle, pointed at Salina, and I don't think they had the ball when the whistle blew. Now, he may have been trying to blow his whistle, but didn't chirp. I don't know. So Salina gets the ball, 7 minutes 28 seconds. Indians lead 25-21, 7:28 left in regulation, we'll call it. And Salina triggers it in, trying to get it in. Almost took too long. Knocked away, and there's a pile of people. Kennedy Mullenkamp's on the floor, getting up gingerly. She'll walk it off. Yeah, she's going to be just fine. And I think that was, I'm going to guess, a jump ball, and it'll be Salina's ball again. 7:24 now, and it will be Lutz triggering it in for the Lady Bulldogs. And gets it into Billingsley. Back out to Lutz in the left corner. She shoots one up. No good. Billingsley with a rebound. And a foul on, I'm going to guess, Ava Kollig, but we'll see. Yep, Ava Kollig. And that's her third foul. Sixth team foul for the Indians. Not long ago, we had two team fouls. Billingsley will go to the line, shooting two. First one's up and good, and it's 25-22, 7:18 left here in the fourth quarter. And Billingsley with her seventh point. She'll have one more chance here, trying to get it down to a two-point lead for our Indians. A couple of dribbles, up and off, and Callie Wendell, shortest person on the court, with another rebound, brings it down. Inside to Ava Kollig, tries to put it up, blocked. Back to Ava, out to Kennedy. Callie Wendell with a running two-pointer about 18 feet. She was going sideways, puts it up and in. She has 12, and it's 27-22, five-point lead again for our Indians. I believe that's the third time, and it's our largest. I don't believe we've gotten it to six. The Bulldogs have it, and it'll be Lutz. Dribbles down to the baseline, puts one up, off of three sides of the rim and off. And Billingsley with the rebound, tied up inside. Never did call a jump ball, out to the corner, and up for Rammel, no good. Rebound and basket for Amelia Lutz. So it's 27-24. Lutz has nine. Indians still lead by three. Carly has the ball on the left wing. Gets it to Sage at the top of the key. Gives it to Callie. Callie gets it over to Carly on the left wing. She gets it to Callie. Callie puts up a three again, and it's up and in. And Callie Wendell with 15. I believe she has four three-pointers, two in the last minute or so here. Indians lead back to, or up to six now. I believe that's our largest lead, 30-24. Just under 6 minutes here in the fourth quarter. They try to get it inside to Billingsley, and Callie with another steal. She is having a great game, shot-wise, rebound-wise, and just all kinds of defense. And they get to her in the corner again. That is off a little bit. And Carly goes up for the rebound, and they say she went over Billingsley to get that rebound. So that'll be her third foul, I believe. But her first one this half. So we have Ava Kollig with three, and we have three Indians with two. But we had three with two at halftime. So we've kept out of trouble. It will be, looks like Holstead, I believe, at the line. Ponytails, nope, that's not her at all. That is Lutz at the line. And that is off, missed on the one-and-one. And Carly with the rebound gets it to Kennedy. Callie out on the right wing. She dribbles way out there. Dribbles in, tries to put up a shot. She will shoot that. She'll be dribbling the ball, and when she brings it up, she is throwing it at the basket. And she makes a lot of those. That is a not logical shot, but I bet she makes half of those. That was about 15 feet, missed it, but got fouled, and she'll go to the line. Has 15 points. That one is up, hit the back of the rim, and misses. So Indians lead still 30-24. 5 minutes, 15 seconds left here in, we'll call it, regulation. And Callie will get another chance at it. Three dribbles, up, And that one is in. She has 16, leading the Indians, of course. 31-24. She has just over half of our points. And the Bulldogs are having a little trouble. Indians with a lot of pressure on them all over the court. And our hands are getting everywhere. They try to go inside again. Kimmel tries to go inside. The ball's bouncing around. That's going to be a tough one for the official to figure out because there are six girls around there, and the ball came popping out and went out of bounds. Looks like they're going to give it to the Bulldogs. He was a lot closer than I am, so I'm going to say he was right. I think it's Jackie Felver triggering it in for the Bulldogs. She's out about four. She got it in to Dirksen. Dirksen dribbles way out, gets it to, I think that is Bite Berkey. Again, ponytails are giving me trouble. Rammel dribbles up, goes in, bounces. She tried to go off the glass and went over the backboard and hit the supports three times. Indians ball now, 4:38 left in regulation, and it will be Sage Luthold triggering it in. Excuse me, Maddie Guggenbilder triggering in for the Indians. And Indians call a timeout. So Holly's taking a timeout. We're going to take a little timeout with them. We'll be back in just a minute.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's grab-and-go section lately? You know by now that they carry the popular GenFit meals, but did you know they also have a lot more items ready to go? There are fresh store-made subs, freshly cut fruit cups, several kinds of wraps, and more. And they have their store-made barbecue pork, roast beef, and cream chicken. Also, there are hot meals ready to go at their deli. If you need something quick but you don't want junk food, Wayne IGA has it for you.
Welcome back to Salina Fieldhouse. Indians lead 31-24, 4 minutes 38 seconds left in regulation, and it'll be the Indians' ball under the Salina basket. We'll go the length of the court, and there is pressure. Every player except two Indians are on the long side of the court, so it'll be pressure. It is Rammel pressuring Callie, and it'll be Berkey fouling. I believe that was Maddie Guggenbiller trying to bring it up. So pretty good pressure, but they get the foul. That'll be, I believe, the fifth or sixth foul, team foul on the Bulldogs, and Berkey's second, number 32. And it'll be Maddie kicking it in to Callie. And Callie on the left wing, over to Maddie, over to Kennedy on the right wing. Back to Maddie at the top. Looked to go inside, can't make it. There's Carly out on the right wing to Callie, and she was fouled by Jackie Felver trying to get the steal. I don't know if they're fouling us on purpose. It is pretty good pressure. I would say they're trying to get steals, but not worried if they do get a foul, because it's they're down seven. They have 24 points. We have 31. 4 minutes, 12 seconds. They may be looking to get us to the line sometime. So Maddie gets it into Callie. She's out on the right wing. Gets it to Kennedy Mullenkamp. She'll dribble it over to the baseline. Goes up. No good, but she is fouled in the act of shooting. She went from almost center court, dribbled down the right side and down the baseline and up and fouled in the act of shooting. Kennedy will go to the line. She has two. I believe they're both foul shots. And she gets two more chances here. Indians lead 31-24, just under 4 minutes to go here. First one up. Kennedy up and in. 32-24 lead is up to eight now, the largest lead. And Ava Kallig comes in, replaces Maddie Guggenbiller. So it is Ava, Callie, Kennedy, Sage, and Carly for the Lady Indians. And Kennedy will get one more here. It is up and also good. I think she has four foul shots and has not touched the rim on any of them. So very good foul shooting for Kennedy. 33-24, 9-point lead for our Indians. It is Felver. She gets it to Berkey. Back to Felver. Tipped away by Carly, but she recovers it. to Dirksen out at the top and through the hands of Felver, but back to recovered back to Felver, and Shield dribbled down. Excuse me, that was Berkey, and they'll get it to Walker out of the top of the key to Billingsley. Shield dribble underneath, goes up, hits the rim five times and bounces out. Rebound to Sage. Kennedy will bring it up for our Lady Indians. 3:12 here in the, we'll call it the fourth quarter now. And instead of regulation, Callie has it, dribbling it outside. Looks like, I'm thinking the Indians aren't really looking to shoot. Just under 3 minutes now. Sage has the ball out deep, and Callie has it out on the right wing, guarded by Billingsley, excuse me, by Felver. She gets it down to Ava. Ava brings it back out to Sage. Sage to Carly. Carly to Callie. She's dribbling around at the top. Another 30 seconds goes by, and it's looking pretty good right now for the Indians. They have burned about almost 45 seconds or more. It's down to 2 minutes, 32 seconds, and Callie was fouled. It looked like a pretty good attempt at a steal, but they're not worried if they foul us. They need to get the clock stopped. But we have Callie Wendell at the line. She has 16 points. I believe she has four threes, and I think at least three and maybe all four of them are in the second half. First one is up, off the back of the rim. Rebound to Billingsley. She gets it to Rammel, and it's across center court now. Goes to Lutz. And a little double dribble there, but not called. Goes inside to Rammel. She can't get the shot to go. And Carly tries to throw the ball out to Kennedy after her rebound, and it was knocked away by, I believe, Rammel, one of the Bulldogs, Lady Bulldogs. So Carly will take the ball out. 2 minutes, 14 seconds. Indians lead by 9, 33-24. And Callie will bring the ball up. So far here in this fourth quarter, the Indians have scored 7, and Salina has scored 3. They foul Callie again. Now it's going to be fouls putting us on the line. That's only the 9th foul, so it is still 1-1. First one's up and good for Callie Wendell. That'll give her 17 for the game, and that's exactly half of what we have, our 34. She's had a very nice game with shots, of course, and a lot of rebounds and just scary defense. It's been disrupting their flow. She misses the second. Rebound to Salina. It's Berkey. She gets it over to Dirksen. Back to Berkey. Then down to Lutz. Lutz kicks it out to Berkey. Back to Dirksen. She brings it out. Minute 48. Time's going by, and we're up 10. And it is Berkey again. She tries to pass it out and tipped away by the Indians. Carly has it. She'll kick over to Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she turned to go to the basket, but there one of the Salina defenders had sneaked in behind her. I believe that was Rammel, yeah. And so it's an offensive foul on Kennedy. That's her second foul. But it's a minute and a half, minute 36 left here in the fourth quarter, and I hope final quarter. Indians lead 34-24. Indians with 8 fouls. Salina with 9. So they triggered into Rammel. She'll dribble out near the top. She'll get it over in the corner. They dribble it back out, gets it to Lutz. Lutz goes inside to, I believe that was Berkey. And they put it up and in, 34-26, and a Salina timeout. So they'll take a timeout, and we will too, back in moments.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Welcome back to the Salina Fieldhouse, where our Lady Indians lead 34-26. With they have the countdown going for the timeout, but I believe it's a minute 20-something left here. Earlier tonight, there was a part of the doubleheader, a minute 23 seconds. The freshman boys, Indians freshman boys, beat the Salina freshman boys 48-34 in a very good game for our Indians boys. Indians are taking it out now. Maddie Guggenbiller, she gets it, tries to get it into Callie and knocked away by Salina. And then Maddie just grabs it and grabbed the ball and yanked on it. And then the Salina player, can't see her number. Okay, there it is. Kimmel wouldn't let go, so she goes to the floor. And jump ball this time goes to the Indians. Alternate possession. And we'll throw it in again. And it's getting close. Okay, we got it into Kennedy. She's still back in the back court. And she'll get across. Callie has it. And I don't know if it's 4 or 11. Both of them were going. Since she was there, she had the ball. They were trying to steal it, but obviously not worried if they foul her. But that's the 10th team foul for the Bulldogs, so Callie will get two. She already has 17 of our Lady Indians' 34 points, and she gets two shots here at the free throw line. That goes up around the rim 1.5 times and spins out. I think her three-point shooting is higher percentage than her foul shooting right now. But Indians lead 8-8, and it's minute 10. Callie with another free throw. That's up, and that one rims out. Rebound Billingsley. She gets it to Bacher. Back to Billingsley. Billingsley's looking to get it passed off, and she gets it to that's Lutz. Lutz will get it back, and she loses her footing, and Kennedy reaches down and grabs the ball, and it's a jump ball, and this one I believe will be alternate possession to Salina. 53 seconds now. Indians still lead by 8, and the Bulldogs are having a lot of trouble getting any kind of shot off. So there's a timeout. Can't tell if it's ours or theirs. Yep, it is our timeout. And so we'll take a timeout with them back in just a moment.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Welcome back to Salina Fieldhouse. Our Lady Indians leading 34-26, under a minute to go. Again, they have the countdown for the timeout. I'm going to guess it's about 40 seconds. But coming up Thursday, the girls will play at New Knoxville. A chance, looks like we're going to win this one. A chance to win another one here. That's a simulcast WPGW. And there's no NFHS video, but there is NK Telco. But that's pay-per-view at NK Telco YouTube, I believe. So Salina gets the ball. Misses about a 15-footer. Carly with the rebound, and they foul her immediately. They're going down to, well, Carly isn't. I thought it was Carly that they fouled, but it was Maddie Guggenbiller. She'll go to the line. 46.9 seconds. Indians lead by 8, 34-6. And with, I think this is the 11th, but more than 10 team fouls for Salina, she'll get two chances. First one's up and in. And Maddie has 5 points, chance for her 6th point. Indians lead is 9. She's looking to put it at 10. 3 dribbles, eyes it, it's up, off the rim, rebound Salina. Lutz and over to Rammel, to Dirksen, drives the baseline, can't get a shot off, tries to go into Billingsley. And they're going to call a foul on Maddie Guggenbiller. She tipped it away. That'll be her third foul. Billingsley will go to the line. That's probably a technically correct call, but most of the time they don't call that. So Billingsley will go to the line. That'll be the ninth team foul for the Indians. So it'll be 1-1 for Billingsley. Indians lead by 9. 35-26. First one's up. Off. No good. Carly Niekamp with the rebound. She's trying to get away to get the a pass out there. She couldn't get loose, and I think she was fouled. Looks like they're going to call that on Lux. That'll be her third foul. So, again, double bonus for the Indians, and that'll be Carly going to the line to see if she can make a couple here. 31 and a half seconds. Indians 35, Bulldogs 26. First one's up, off the rim, back to the rim twice, and bounces out. She'll have one more to put the lead back to 10. No Indians on the rebound line for Salina Bulldogs. Carly Niekamp, one more shot here on the double bonus. That goes up and in. Indians lead by 10, 31 and a half seconds. They're letting it roll. Rammel will pick it up at midcourt and still dribbling. They need to get shots off, and I think she traveled under there, but they're not calling that. See what they're gonna call it out of bounds. And it will be Indians ball again, 24 seconds, and I'd say we are going to win this game, 36-26, 24 seconds. Things can happen, and we need to make our foul shots when they do foul us because we have the double bonus. But comfortable 10-point lead right now with 24 seconds. Maddie gets it into Kennedy, and Kennedy, she got kind of reached in and not fouled, but she kicked it and it went out of bounds. So only 4 seconds went off and Salina gets the ball back. So this might not be over like I thought it was. So they'll kick it in. It'll be Lutz. Lutz gets it over to Billingsley. Billingsley will go to the basket, up and in, down to 8, but it's 10 seconds left. So 11, 8, 7, 6. Kennedy gets it across. They're kind of fouling her, knocked it out of bounds, but the referees don't think they were going to call one unless it was bad. So 3 seconds out to Kennedy. She's just going to hold it. A couple of dribbles, gives it ball over to the ref. 36-28 final here at the field house. And we'll just take a break, come back, and talk a little bit about the game and how that ended up. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound drugs to the dosage, the form, and the strength prescribed by your physician, making a customized solution just for you. We also compound hormone restoration therapy to help with symptoms of menopause and andropause. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to the Salina Fieldhouse, where our Lady Indians come away victorious 36-28 over the Lady Bulldogs. And we are joined here by head coach Holly Stein. Jan.
Yep. It's okay. I respond to both names.
Yes. Well, you better, because people still think you're in high school throwing up good shots. And
oh, yeah.
And so.
Oh, I know.
How about that game?
That was a fun one.
Yep.
You know, here's the deal. It's like we did some good things, obviously. I thought defensively we played really well.
Yep.
I thought we did some good things. We communicated well when we had to. And if you take away their free throws in that first half, you know, I think we only gave up maybe a couple baskets. And it's obviously not a terribly high-scoring game. But still, I thought defensively we did some things, and we cleaned some things up at halftime and told Callie to just kind of settle down a little bit and let everything come to her and focus on that defense.
Okay on that.
And she did. She came out. They called an early timeout. I said, Callie, you just want to get a three right here. And she kind of was like, coach, you know, I haven't really shot that well. And I said, you know what, Callie, but shooters shoot. So we need you to shoot and we need you to score. And so Callie came out and did that for us.
Yes,
but we also, everybody pitching in rebounds. Everybody's throwing in a couple pieces here and there. And that's what's pretty awesome about this group of girls.
Yeah, Callie had half of our points, almost half now. At 17, we had 36.
Yep.
And she had a lot of rebounds. She just knew where to go and just grabbed that ball, and she was hounding their players. I'm not sure they ever got a clean pass off the whole game.
Nope.
We were all over them all the time.
Well, and again, that's Callie's game. You know, that's all of our game. And the more that they can turn up that pressure on defense, it takes away that mental game of missing things or doing things wrong on offense, you know. And so we just slowed down a little bit. It got a little fast. Got a little feisty there for a second. We just kind of worked through it. And so it's really nice when you can go to the free throw line. And again, we didn't shoot perfect from the free throw line by no means, but when you can get that 10-point stretch with a couple minutes left to go, you got a little cushion. We got a little room for error there. And so obviously we are going to need it. You know, we swung a little bit of swingage on the fouls. We were able to get to the line a little easier. Had some great takes by Kennedy. Callie, you know, handled pressure well. You know, and obviously Callie's been, all of them have been getting better, and everybody is understanding kind of what they need to do for us to win. But again, defensively, we sat in man tonight and we played hard, and I thought we did some nice things. So
we went into halftime with three girls with two fouls, and I was a little did they just figure it out, or did you say something?
Well, of course, we're trying to continuously teach them, because this is a learning and growing process. But you know, it's kind of hard to look at a kid that's just going for the ball and playing hard to tell them not to do those things.
Right.
So having been one of those players, I completely understand that. So, and those are those uncoachable traits of those kids that just want to go play hard. And so sometimes they lose control of their body and they fly into somebody every now and then. And like I said, those are things that you can't teach kids.
Right.
So we try to harness that in the best way that we can. More like, hey, when they're 45 feet from the basket, that's not a good foul. Like, those are silly fouls that we can remove. Yep. So,
but it is part of their aggressive defense, which won us the game. So it worked out in the end, but it had me a little worried at halftime with
three
girls with two fouls. But, you know, Carly had two fouls, and she didn't get another one until midway through the fourth quarter.
Absolutely.
So.
And, again, she's a kid that I can have a deeper conversation with, because, again, her basketball knowledge is pretty high. She knows what should be going on, where it should be going on the floor. And she's definitely a vocal person out there pushing people around and getting them in the places. So with Carly, it's definitely one of those things where it's learning and growing.
Yep.
You know, early in the season, Carly misses something, she's going to go foul 45 feet from the basket. And I'm sure you've seen that happen, where now she's understanding, hey, I can't go in there and go as hard for those rebounds. I can contest them, but I can't be as hard if I want to play.
Yes.
You know, and so she makes those decisions. And so, like I said, those are the type of learning and growing processes that these girls go through all year that are never going to show up on a scoreboard.
Right.
So.
Yep. So Thursday, have New Knoxville, another very winnable game.
Yep. Last regular season game for these kiddos.
Yep. And that is at New Knoxville.
At 6 o'clock.
It'll be with Rob. I'm pretty sure it'll be Rob, might be. But we're simulcasting WPGW. And then it's tournament next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday we will be at Lincoln View against Coldwater.
That's 6 o'clock start,
Yep. So that'll be good. You know, I think we're excited. Like, Coldwater, you know, I don't think Coldwater's not going to be able to do that to us again.
No,
you know?
That's
what
true.
I tell them. And they,
I hope
and they know
think
that.
They will.
And they know that. They know that. They know that, we, you know, I'm
like
sure they do, just
them.
Like anybody else. You know, the thing is I don't care how, you know, what your record is. When it comes to tournament time, anything's fair game. So.
Yep.
But thanks tonight. Thanks for coming tonight,
Neil.
Oh,
yeah. So we definitely enjoyed it. This was a very good game for us, and I see Tom from the Standard down there.
Yep.
You might want to go talk to him. So
we'll
take
Sounds
a quick
good.
Break,
Thanks,
and we'll
Neil.
Be back with a wrap-up here at Salina Fieldhouse. Again, Indians win 36-28. Be back in just a minute.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite? Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Salina Fieldhouse, where our Lady Indians come away with another very nice win. Kind of going into the... they have one more very winnable game on Thursday going into the tournament, which starts next Wednesday. Just a second here. I got a little cough coming up. Sorry about that. But so girls go to New Knoxville on Thursday, and that'll be WPGW broadcast. And on Friday, the boys will host New Knoxville. Again, a very winnable game for our boys, too. The JV game will only be two quarters. So don't come late. If you come in the middle of the at halftime of the JV game, you'll be halfway through the first quarter of the varsity. So that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Brian Patch and I believe Jordan Winter. And, of course, our audio will be with the NFHS video. Then Saturday, the boys will go to Newton. That's over in Pleasant Hill. That'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and the NFHS video is available, but I do not believe they have audio with that, so you'll have to kind of coordinate things here. So, again, girls come away with a nice 36-28 win here at the Salina Fieldhouse, and then Thursday they'll play at New Knoxville, and then the following Wednesday they will play Coldwater in the tournament at Lincoln View, and that's 6 o'clock on Wednesday. And, of course, Wednesday is our talk night, so we will have the game on first as a simulcast. And when that's done, we will start Insight, and that will be with the Sawyer Overman group talking about their Ninja Park and all the things they have going on. And they have the wiffle ball tournament coming up this spring or fall or summer, I can't remember which. They'll let us know all that. That'll be after the girls' basketball game concludes, and then, of course, sports talk after that. This week we have Randy Diller, and I believe Mayor Kalp will be joining him talking about things going on in the village on Insight tomorrow night. So from Salina Fieldhouse, we thank everybody for tuning in. And, again, Indians win 36-28. Callie Wendell had 17 of our 36 points, almost half the points. And a good night for our Lady Indians going into final regular season and in the tournament. So thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week, Thursday, with the girls' game at New Knoxville. So thanks for listening, and a big thank you to Derek Winning for accommodating us here at the field house. Thanks. See you later.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.